So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello and welcome, everyone. We are back here on the 411. I am your host, Miles Sprong, and I am joined by...
Kieran. Hello.
I'm joined by Kieran. So...
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the 411. This is our weekly news show here on WBDG. How are you today, Kieran?
I'm very good. I've got a job interview tomorrow.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah. That's all I got. That's all I got, man. I got nothing left.
Just the chap interview. You know what?
I got nothing else, man.
You know what? That's the way to life right there.
Nothing else interesting happening?
Just kicking back
actually,
and
chilling. I mean, I got a gig on Saturday. That's cool.
That is cool. What do you say we just go for it? What do you say we just go for it? You know what I'm saying? So, Apple just had their big, keynote where they, revealed iOS 18 and the iPhone 16.
Yes, the same phone for the past 12 years.
Exactly.
They just made it.
And the new bigger Apple Watch and the new bigger iPad and, everything else.
It's crazy how they just keep making it bigger and then they keep getting away with it.
Yeah. Which I don't want to delve into the new features of the iPhone because who cares?
Yeah, but
one thing that I do think is cool about coming to iOS 18 is Apple's allowing users to make AI-generated emojis.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
Because what I've seen as well is there's not really, guardrails behind it.
No.
None.
No, not
zero
at all. Yeah, no. I mean, they might block, stuff that's, racist and stuff. Or, just bad in general.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, that's a big might, though.
You would think that, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, they're not going to do that.
Okay, it just got announced, so we have no idea yet. But hopefully that happens. But additionally, the image playground feature allows users to create images directly within apps, focusing on cartoony designs to avoid realistic AI-generated images. These new features add personalization and creativity options to Apple's ecosystem and their Apple intelligence. So, yeah. Hopefully that isn't misused.
But like all things AI... It inevitably will be.
Well, I mean, hopefully it isn't.
I am a loud and proud AI hater.
You know what? I think it's a double-edged sword, but I'm more for it than against it.
I am not. I have a lot of artist friends. And I'm a musician, so I don't like it.
Fair enough. Anyways, moving on, the HBO, you know about the HBO series, they're redoing Harry Potter?
No, I did not know that.
HBO's redoing Harry Potter.
That's only going to go one way.
Yeah, bad.
Yep.
But because of that, they are releasing an open casting call for kids in the UK age 9 to 11 to play Harry, Ron, and Hermione. This is what it says. Open casting call for children to play the roles of Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, and Ron Weasley in the upcoming HBO original series adaptation of Harry Potter. If your child would like to be considered, please head to this website for more information on how to apply. We are currently only able to accept children who are aged 9 through 11 in April 2025 and a resident of the UK or Ireland. Please note that this website is the only way to apply for this open casting call. Applications must be submitted by a parent or legal guardian.
I'm going to go over there and audition for Voldemort.
Well, it's only for the three kids, so
I'm going to go audition for Voldemort.
Let's do it.
I'm going to be Voldemort in the HBO Harry Potter series. I have no evidence to back this up. I'm just saying it now, and I'm willing it into existence.
I think you make a good Voldemort. Let's do it.
I'm willing it into existence.
You know what? Good for you, man. But The call emphasizes inclusive casting across all races, ethnicities, and gender identities. Applicants must submit 2 self-tapes, a short poem in a story, excluding anything from Harry Potter, and a personal video. So they want these kids to write poems?
No, they want them to recite them.
Oh, duh, obviously. But filming is set for 2025 through 2026, with a release targeted for 2026. The series will span 7 seasons, each adapting one of J.K. Rowling's books. So this is going to take even longer than the
movies.
Than the movies, probably. This show's probably not going to be done until like 2038. Because, I mean, how long did the original go on for? Like 10 years or so?
Yeah. 10 years.
I think it's going to go even longer.
We ended with 21-year-old Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah. That's something. But moving on, Brendan Gleeson officially joined the Spider-Man Noir series as the lead villain, while specific details about Gleeson's character remain undisclosed. It is believed that he will portray the main villain. Gleeson will join lead actor Nicolas Cage in the series,
mm-hmm.
and also it includes Lamorne Morris, Abraham Papoula, great name, and Lee Jun Lee.
Mm. Show me that guy.
What you got?
Show me the cast. Let me see them. Let me see our cast here.
I just told you the cast.
Let me see them. I don't recognize any of these names.
I don't really recognize any of these either, so this will be for me as well. Lamorne Morris. Oh, this guy.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, like, I can't... Or he's the dude from New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And then Abraham Papoula. This dude does not look familiar to me in the slightest.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, no. It says he was in Andor, but I didn't watch that, so... And then, what was it? Lee Jun Lee. Lee Jun Lee. I also have no idea who this lady is.
No idea, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, me neither. Apparently, she was in the Fox series Exorcist. She was in Quantico. But yeah, so, and then who's this Nicolas Cage guy? Imagine, I just didn't know who Nicolas Cage was.
Wasn't he in Ghost Rider?
Yes, he was. Fun fact. But, yeah, so, Brendan Gleeson, lead villain, maybe, possibly. More to come later on the 411.
Yes.
But yeah, so... Okay, well, now I'm sucked into it. Let's just go a little bit through the Apple event. So, Apple Series 10, largest display ever, while also being the thinnest Apple Watch. The watch also includes features like sleep apnea detection. Apple introduces the AirPods 4, which has a second model with active noise cancellation. They cost $129, but the noise cancellation is $179. New colors on the AirPods Max. Those are still $550. The AirPods Pro 2 gains 3 new health features with hearing protection, hearing tests, and a hearing aid feature. iPhone 16. There's an action button on the iPhone 16, whatever that means. There's also a camera control button, whatever that means. And then, yeah, it comes out in December.
Hmm.
Oh. There's a control button on the that helps you control the zoom on your camera without having to like fiddle with the screen. That's actually kind of cool. But then there's like more that comes with it as well.
Hey.
What?
We have a button for that.
Well, but it's
we already have that. What do you mean it's easier than hitting the button that says Zoom already on my screen?
It's okay.
What, they just added another button?
Uh-huh.
I hate iOS. The layout is so bad. I might switch to an Android.
You know what?
I'm not going to lie.
I like it.
I'm being fully real. I might switch to an Android.
You do that, pal.
Android has every bridge.
So that's the highlights. Happy Gilmore 2 officially began production yesterday.
Yep.
Because Adam Sandler pretty much confirmed it by posting a picture of the Boston Bruins jersey. The iconic Boston Bruins jersey. And in saying, it ain't over. The way I see it, we've only just begun. So, yeah. He also turned 58 yesterday as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was much older, I'm not going to lie.
No. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales. Oh, wait, no. Catherine, Princess of Wales, said that Kate Middleton is... wait, what?
What are you reading?
What is happening right now?
What are you reading?
Oh, Catherine and Kate are the same person.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Catherine was, like, her name. I thought it was just Kate.
No.
Okay, you know what? I'm kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And
read the news.
Catherine, Princess of Wales, confirmed that she has completed cancer treatment after a challenging 9 months.
Yippee.
So, hoorah. Let's go.
Princess of England is not cancerous anymore.
Yeah. Not
Yippee.
Anymore. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
But, sadly,
James Earl Jones.
Hey, I was gonna have a whole emotional moment. You ruined it. You ruined it. You ruined the show, and it's your fault.
Yep.
Anyway, James Earl Jones, legendary actor, best known for Darth Vader, of course, but also, you know, Mufasa, Field of Dreams, and The Sandlot, and everything else you can ever think of, because he's amazing, has died at the age of 93 as of yesterday. So, very, very unfortunate. Yeah.
That did the Darth Vader thing.
I got it. Yeah. Too soon. But yeah, so that's very unfortunate. Moment of silence over. Now time to move on. FX's Shogun set a new record for the most Emmys won by a single season of a TV series, claiming 14 awards at the Creative Arts Emmys.
Now, I haven't seen Shogun yet, but apparently it's really good.
I mean, I would hope so based on the Emmy total.
So I may have to watch that one.
We gotta tune in. It broke the record of 13 set by the 2008 limited series John Adams. Who would have thought a series about John Adams, the like least interesting person, would be that good? All right. Doug Sensor Martin, a former professional Call of Duty player, has broken the world record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours. After a year of rigorous training, he completed more than 9,000 pull-ups in just 19 hours, surpassing the previous record of 8,940 set by Kenta Adachi.
So he beat it by 60 and then went back to playing Call of Duty?
Oh, no. He beat it by 60 and then got another 250 after the fact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he showed his hands, and it's pretty gnarly.
Let me see those.
That's just his left hand.
Ooh, calluses are nasty on those.
Yeah, it's grody. Pretty grody, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, he could sand down a brick just by scratching.
Just by rubbing his hand against it.
Yeah, he would sand it. You could smooth out a wooden plank by just, like, sliding across it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But you know what I just remembered?
Hmm.
Super Bowl.
Kendrick Lamar.
49. Or 59. 59. Not 49. That was Kendrick in 2015. Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be Kendrick freaking Lamar, the greatest rapper of all time.
Kendrick Lamar.
He's going to, you know, accuse Drake of liking people younger than him.
Devious activities, if
in,
you will.
In front of millions of people. Billions of people.
Less than ideal activity.
Less than ideal activity. I just said, yeah. But,
Illegal.
But, someone posted, like, Kendrick Lamar's last four tweets, and it was like, Euphoria, Meet the Grams, or Meet Euphoria out now, Meet the Grams, or Euphoria out now, Meet the Grams out now, Not Like Us out now, and then Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans. They're like, this is the greatest stretch of four tweets I think anyone's ever released ever. But I mean, that's just the ultimate clapback to Drake, who said something in a song or in one of the diss tracks saying like, oh, I'm big enough for the Super Bowl and you aren't. But now Kendrick's doing the Super Bowl, and I am very, 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 very excited. So Andrew Garfield shut down the rumors that he's appearing in Spider-Man 4. He said, there are a lot of people who would just say anything to get clicks. You might have been duped, I'm afraid. But then...
yeah, the movie hasn't even been written yet.
Yeah, that too. But also, in 2021, before No Way Home came out, he said, I feel like I'm in a game of werewolf, where I say, I'm not the werewolf, I promise you I'm not. And everyone was like, you're the werewolf, it's him. And then he, like, talking about how he wasn't in Spider-Man No Way Home.
And then he was.
Evidently, he very much was. So, I don't know, man. Maybe it'll work. Maybe
Spider-Man
4
is also being directed by the director of Shang-Chi.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch that.
You should.
No.
It's a good one.
No.
It's like the actual, why not?
No, I'm kidding. I'll probably watch it at some point.
It's one of the best ones after Endgame.
I'm so behind on Marvel.
It's
kind of wild. Like, I was like, you know.
The only one I haven't seen yet is The Marvels.
Well, I mean, I heard that one just sucked.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Fair enough. But, like, I didn't see the new Black Panther. I didn't see Marvels. I didn't see... The only TV show I've watched is WandaVision.
I did like the new Black Panther. I did like Wakanda Forever. Loki is really good. You should watch Loki. Watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
My dad said it was really, 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 really boring.
Which one?
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No, it was great. I love it.
He said, I don't think I've fallen asleep more times in a TV show.
Oh, it's great. I loved it. I was awake the whole time. I think... the ones that you should avoid, She-Hulk and Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion was just bad.
I was going to say, Secret Invasion, like, that was just weird.
It was good up until the last episode. It's crazy how badly they fumbled it.
Yeah. I don't know. That already just seemed like a series I didn't really want to watch. So... anyways.
We love dissing on Marvel TV.
Yeah, I mean, they're having a bad run right now. So, there was a whole internet situation with a certain mukbang YouTuber, Nikocado Avocado.
Yes.
He is probably, I would say, the biggest mukbang YouTuber, right? Probably. He's gotta be.
In several ways.
In several ways. In size and in popularity.
Nikocado Avocado was about 200 pounds overweight.
Yeah, like I think he was like 550 or something like that.
He was a large, large man. Unhealthily large, and he knew it.
Yeah, like he made so many videos being like, yo, I'm gonna like die soon if I keep eating like this.
I will perish.
Because he made just a ton of videos where he got an obscene amount of like unhealthy food or fast food, whatever, and just, you know, ate it all down in a couple hours. And like some people when they talk about how they do mukbang, it's like, oh, you know, I just don't eat for a couple days after the fact because my stomach has all of the calories and stuff that it needs for those couple days, and plus I'm not even hungry. Like, it's a whole thing. Not Nikocado Avocado. He did that like every day for several years. But I think his last video was, what was it, 7 months ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
I'm not an avid fan of Nikocado Avocado. But, he came back, and he's skinny now. He lost, like, 250 pounds.
He lost so much weight. It's impressive.
And you know how I said that his last video was 7 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
He's been planning this for 2 years. He was pre-recording and posting videos for the last two years while he's been working out and eating healthily and losing all of this weight. Like, even, what's that dude that he was collabing with?
Oompaville.
Oompaville. Like, even those were pre-recorded a couple years ago.
Actually, that was the last video that was actually him.
Yeah.
In the present.
Yeah, like, everything that he did was straight up just pre-recorded. He was like, you know what,
I'm
just...
And came back with, like, the most villainous monologue.
Yeah, about, like...
I am always two steps ahead. It was some threatening stuff. It was ridiculous.
And, like, he looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Dude got better.
Like, dude, like...
I'm not sure why he shaved.
Oh, like, it, like, cut his hair?
He went bald.
Well, he's not bald. He says... His hair is just really short.
He
now.
Went bald, and then it grew back.
Oh, either way, but yeah, like, he's just really healthy now and skinny now. So, like, good for him, man. But then I think he did a mukbang the other day. And
yeah,
I'm like,
he
what
ate
are you?
Like 3,000 calories in lo mein.
And I'm like, what are you doing, man? What's the point? Like, I don't know. But yeah, so good for him. But also. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll go back to his old ways. But even then, he's at least starting back from the beginning instead of continuing. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, except for the effects on his heart, that's probably...
Yeah, detriment. That's probably not going to come back anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
Unless he has a pacemaker now, but I don't know.
What does this mean?
Let me see.
Scientists use Doritos food dye to create see-through mice?
Yes, I read about this. So the dye that they use in Doritos, like the yellow dye that makes the food, like, pop, right? Makes it look vibrant and whatnot. It makes mice's skin translucent. It's a temporary thing. So the reason that people are seeing this is because they think it would be... It would help make it easier to, like, find veins if someone needs to get, like, an IV drip.
Oh, yeah.
Or if they need, like, to check your nerves or something.
Not me. I got big old veins. Mm-hmm. I've been complimented on my veins before.
So that's... They are trying to find a way to get that to work in people so that they can, like, temporarily make your veins more visible.
That's so weird.
It's cool is what it is.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but it's also so weird.
You hear that, folks? Doritos make mice clear.
And they're trying to make
people
humans clear.
We so, love the Fantastic Four.
We love the Fantastic Four. It's crazy. No, that's gamma rays, actually. I'm reading the comics right now. Anyway. So, This is probably the collab you didn't see coming. So one of the biggest mobile games in the world right now, Brawl Stars, by Supercell, the same people that made Clash of Clans and Clash Royale.
SpongeBob collab.
SpongeBob collab, yes.
SpongeBob collab.
Very insightful. But yeah, so they're collabing with SpongeBob, and who's the skin for with SpongeBob? It's El Primo, right?
I do not know. I do not play Brawl Stars.
Oh, I do. But I think there's a new SpongeBob skin for probably the most popular Brawl Stars character, El Primo. El Primo! And John Cena was in the launch video. Why is he there? I don't know, but I couldn't see him. That was really funny.
You love John Cena.
I do love John Cena. I'm so excited for his last WWE run. You have no idea. Anyways, so Linkin Park is back.
Yeah.
Baby. Announcing their reunion.
Questionable singer choice.
Why?
She's a very public Scientologist and Danny Masterson supporter.
That's her personal beliefs. If she can sing, I don't care. But Linkin Park is back, announcing their reunion 7 years after Chester Bennington's tragic passing. The band plans to tour and release a new album, From Zero, on November 15th, with the lead single, The Emptiness Machine, out now. Which I've heard it's okay.
It's alright. It's not my favorite song, but it's alright.
The band welcomes new members Emily Armstrong as lead vocalist and Colin Britton as drummer, joining founders Mike Shinoda, Brad Delson, Joe Hahn, and Phoenix. The reunion tour begins September 11th at Inglewood's Kia Forum with global stops to follow. And tickets are going quickly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to stare you down until you move on.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Ocean's 14.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the works with George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Returning.
We love Ocean's.
With Ed Berger in talks to direct. He's gaining prominence after success on All Quiet on the Western Front and Conclave, which debuted at Telluride. While it's still early, Berger is seen as a strong candidate. Clooney has praised the script, likening its tone to Going in Style. Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, and other original cast members are expected to return. So I guess we'll see if that comes to fruition. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
No, I really don't.
Oh, okay.
I do know nothing. I woke up not an hour ago.
But, I guess that makes sense. Never mind. I lied. So we'll see where that goes. Amazon is close to a massive deal to secure the rights to live stream Bally Sports broadcasts for multiple NBA, MLB, and NHL teams, all on Amazon Prime. This new deal could launch with the upcoming NBA and NHL seasons, allowing fans to access local games for about $20 a month through Prime. The move would mark a significant shift in how regional sports are broadcast, disrupting decades of traditional TV viewing by offering fans a more flexible and digital option. So we might not need... cable's dying.
We don't use cable anymore, do we?
Cable's dying very quickly, and this is Hulu not going to help it.
I mean, Hulu usually has the sports and stuff.
Hulu has live sports. That's their
Hulu whole... has live sports. Like, that's their whole deal.
That's their whole deal, but, like, they don't, though.
They don't.
Like, they're like, oh, Hulu has live sports. No, you really
not,
don't,
not
though.
Most of the time.
You just want to pay Baker Mayfield a lot of money to say that you have live sports. But, you know.
But we got nothing.
Yeah, no.
We had The Amazing World of Gumball, but then HBO Max got it.
Well, I mean, HBO Max isn't that expensive.
Yeah, I know, but Hulu is, and it still has ads.
That's true.
That's why.
HBO Max has ads, but not if you pay, like, the extra $5.
Uh-huh. But Hulu, like, even with the extra money in their subscription, still shows ads.
I don't have ads on my Hulu.
Lucky.
Huh, that's weird. Because I've been watching it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I haven't gotten a single ad the whole time. Maybe it's just you, Kieran.
Maybe.
You're crazy.
No.
Wake up, Kieran. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
No.
Wake up. Oh, okay.
I'm quite comfortable here in the Matrix.
Okay, cool. Anyways, Michael Keaton revealed that his name is actually Michael Douglas.
Revealed? No, this was like public information for a long time. He's just,
okay, fine.
He's recently
his name
started,
is Michael Douglas.
He's recently started going by his birth name.
No, he's not going by his birth name.
That is his birth name.
No, no, because that's not what he's doing. His name is Michael Douglas, and he's changing his professional acting name to Michael Keaton Douglas. Because, you know, there's already a Michael Douglas, who was, you know, in Ant-Man and stuff. But he couldn't pick Michael Douglas when he started acting, as the Screen Actors Guild doesn't allow members to use the same name.
Yes. That's so, why Emma Stone is Emma Stone and not Emily Stone.
Yeah, like it's the same type of thing. So he's eyeing a credits change to Michael Keaton Douglas. So it's like, why now? Like, you're almost done. Well, not like
you're almost done, like, crazy.
Like done with acting. Like, I mean, you've got to retire at some point, man.
I don't think he will. I do not think he will.
Okay, never mind.
He gets too much enjoyment out of it to retire.
That's fair, but like
Jim Carrey came back for Sonic the Hedgehog, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all he's done in the last like 6 years.
And that is funny. That is respectable.
Yeah, I mean, that's just great. But yeah, so he's trying to change it, which again, why now? But that's his business, not mine. But I think everyone will just, you know, call Michael Keaton.
Yeah. You know that Jim Carrey auditioned for Loki?
I think I did hear that.
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
I don't think he would have been a good Loki.
I don't think it would have been interesting either way. You having a good sip of water there?
I am, yes. Anyways, Ludacris, which, by the way, the State Farm ads, the who call for Ludacris, funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. But Ludacris brought out the iconic big arms from one of his music videos. I think it was Get Back. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Get Back. Get Back. Big arms. Yeah. I was right. But he brought back the big arms from his music video Get Back to throw the first pitch out at the Atlanta Braves game. So, good for him, man. You know what I'm saying? Vietnam has been named the world's most affordable place to live.
That's fun. It's news to me. I thought it was Sweden for the longest time, but clearly I was wrong.
I mean, I thought it was Luxembourg. Look at the GDP over there, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of rich people over in that area. Phoenix, Arizona broke the record for consecutive days with 100 degree heat with 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is alarming.
Uh-huh. I've got family that lives in Phoenix. Hopefully they're okay.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, they're experiencing an
unprecedented... We're not going to boil.
Yeah, I know.
Water is, but we aren't.
But they're experiencing an unprecedented heat wave reaching 100 consecutive days of temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The city has broken its previous record of 76 days set in 1993... This relentless heat has exacerbated public health issues, leading to 150 confirmed heat-related deaths and 443 under investigation in Maricopa County. The lack of monsoon rain and excessive temperatures have pushed public services and health officials to implement warning measures like cooling centers and fire warnings to address the crisis.
Wow.
Yeah. So... Paul Harrell, a popular YouTuber with over 1 million subscribers, passed away from pancreatic cancer. But he revealed his own death in a video. He did like the, you know, the type of like, if you're watching this, then I'm dead type video. Like legit. In a pre-recorded video titled I'm Dead, released posthumously by his family, Harrell shared details of his cancer battle, revealing that the illness had spread faster than anticipated. He explained how the disease causes bones to weaken, leading to a fractured hip. Harrell expressed his deep regret to his audience, apologizing for not being able to continue creating content as long as he'd hoped. So that's really
Who
sad.
Who is this again?
Paul Harrell.
Mm.
So really sad, but on the other hand, this is kind of a genius move.
That's what Technoblade did.
Yeah.
Scheduled uploads.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Matt Reeves. He's
director
the,
yeah. of the Batman.
Yeah, director of the Batman. Revealed further details on The Batman 2. The filmmaker confirmed that filming will begin in 2024 with Robert Pattinson still playing Batman and Colin Farrell returning as the Penguin. Reeves explained that the Penguin series on HBO Max will see if it will serve as a lead-in to the movie, directly connecting to the sequel's plot. The new film will delve deeper into Gotham's corruption within their government, expanding on themes introduced in the first movie.
And I also believe that Clayface is the main villain, which is going to be kind of cool, because we've never seen, like, live-action Clayface.
Yeah, I don't like Clayface.
I love Clayface. Clayface is cool.
Well, I don't like him. So...
Why did it ask for your opinion?
I'm sorry. I didn't order a glass of your opinion. You know?
I really don't.
Oh, okay. So, Oasis Live in Wembley Stadium had to add two extra shows in Wembley Stadium due to extremely high demand, which is kind of crazy. The tickets will be sold via an invitation only ballot process.
That's crazy.
Like, that's how high
invite
demand these tickets
only
are.
Only for Oasis? Like the Wonderwall guys?
Yeah.
They are not that good.
They do not deserve...
They are not that good.
They do not deserve the six... Why am I saying six? They
do not deserve Wembley.
Yeah, no, they don't even deserve Wembley. I don't know how so many people are going to that. So, I think we've already talked about this a little bit, but... Minecraft movie. The first trailer came out with Jack Black and Jason Momoa. The creeper is fuzzy,
because
yes,
he's made of moss.
I know. You said this already.
He's made of moss.
But still, he looks awful. The pink sheep looks awful. Jason Momoa looks... Everything looks terrible about this movie. I'm
and
not
yet,
gonna lie.
I will still thoroughly enjoy that movie.
I won't enjoy it, but I'll watch it. I mean, Jack Black saying, "I am Steve," might just haunt me in my dreams.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I thought that was hilarious.
I didn't think it. I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
I am Steve, and then he does like the little like switch with the eyebrow raise. That's absolutely meant to be played for jokes. That's exactly what it is. That's a joke. That's a bit.
I mean,
that's a Morbin Time meme. That's what it is. It's a meme. It's a joke.
I still hate
My theory is that's not the real trailer.
It's actually like a hyper-realistic Minecraft world, whatever, whatever, and it's not
I don't think
place.
That's the real trailer.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they just pulled a Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I would. That means that they would have to redo the entire movie.
Well, no, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the whole Sonic trailer was a publicity stunt.
No, because they even said, like, behind the scenes that they had, like, the original Sonic model that we saw in the trailer was used for, like, a reference for James Marsden.
Oh.
The only reason that they were able to get Sonic fixed so quickly is because they hadn't finished animating Sonic. They had only animated him for the shots in the trailer.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Minecraft movie. So it is definitely fixable, but you can't fix the live action, guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's just change, reshoot everything. You know what?
Reshoot the live action.
Just restart the movie, actually. I'd be cool with that, I think. But yeah, and Jason Momoa is wearing a really bad.
That's
wig.
Why I don't think that's the actual movie, because I'm just like, come on, Jason Momoa should have been Steve.
I don't even think Jason Momoa should have been Steve. I just think
Steve is canonically a 6'4 behemoth of a man with 6-inch thick biceps.
There's no canon to Minecraft.
Yes, there is. Steve is 2 meters tall.
According to who?
The game?
Where's the bio?
Blocks?
In Steve?
Each Minecraft block is 1 meter by 1 meter. Steve is 2 blocks tall. Therefore, 2 meters tall, over 6 feet, he can carry so much stuff. Have you seen how compressed you can make?
That's just a game feature. That's not even a...
Canonically, Steve can bench press a dying neutron star.
Okay, well, So you're saying that the guy from, you're saying that the people from Red Dead Redemption can do that too? Because they can carry a lot of stuff.
They have a carrying capacity.
Okay.
Does Steve?
He does. Mm-mm. Yes, he does.
Nope. Not anymore.
The hot bar plus your inventory.
Shulker boxes.
Shulker boxes still are... You can still only have a limited amount of shulker boxes.
Not anymore. They added bundles. Bundles carry a stack of items.
But you can still only have a limited amount of those. Steve has a carrying capacity.
No.
Yes,
not anymore,
he does.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Not anymore, he doesn't. Shulker box in a bundle.
Before
64
shulker
boxes. 64 shulker boxes go into a bundle. 27 bundles filled with 64 shulker boxes go into another shulker box. 64 of those shulker boxes go into another bundle.
That's so dumb.
You can do that in the game now.
That's so dumb.
Infinite carrying capacity.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of, or one of the biggest points of Minecraft is knowing how to utilize your resources. Why would you?
Yes, the game, but knowing how to utilize your resources, where you can farm villagers to make iron for you.
Yeah.
By making them spawn a creature made of iron.
Uh-huh. You still have to utilize your resources. Are you saying in Minecraft you're saying that you never have a limited amount of something and you have to think about how to use it?
No, I farm.
What if it's like a really like you're mining?
We're out of time.
No, we're not.
8:30.
8:29. My phone's more accurate. But you're telling me that when you're mining diamonds and you get your first three, you don't think, oh, what should I use to spend these?
Tunnel bore. The answer is always pickaxe.
Well, not always. What if you want a sword?
Iron.
What if you want a diamond sword, though?
Then you make a pickaxe and then you find more diamonds.
But you still have to think of how to use those. You have to think on how to utilize your resources in a game about survival.
Not when you play creative mode.
Oh my god. Okay, now it's 8:30. Goodbye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.